This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Kern. So, you know, today we're going to talk to a guest that developed this really cool product. And here's a little teaser for you. Age is just a number, or is it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Dr. Andrea Beal. She is the founder and CEO of EpiPaws. Welcome, Dr. Andrea.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on. Before we talk about EpiPaws, can you give us a little background on yourself?
Yeah, definitely. So I am a scientist by, I guess, training. I was getting my PhD when I came up for this idea for my company. And so really, I love animals. I love science. I love outdoor activities. And all of this kind of came together for me during my PhD to create this company.
Okay, so let's talk about EpiPaws. What is it?
So EpiPaws is an epigenetic biomarker company for dogs and cats. And what that is we test DNA, but we look at something called epigenetics, which is molecules that interact with the DNA. We can do really cool things with epigenetics that we can't do with just regular DNA, such as age estimation, which is our product that we have on the market right now, where we can estimate age within a year of the actual age of the pet. And we're also working on early disease biomarkers right now. So our hope is that we can start seeing disease coming before it becomes an actual disease and a problem. And we might be able to do something to avoid disease development.
Some of these developments, I mean, I am by no means a scientist, but it sounds like some of these developments are echoing what people are doing.
Absolutely. So actually, with our first product where we estimate age, this was first done in humans for forensics. So that way at crime scenes, when they can pick up DNA, they can tell how old somebody is to add that to the profile, whether it's the victim or the criminal they're trying to catch. They can add that information in.
And then what about as far as using this type to, well, we're going to talk about this later, but there's your chronological age, and then there is your
biological age.
Biological. Thank you. Biological. It's almost Friday. I record a lot on Thursday and Fridays. So you're biological. So that's been done to people. So how does that relate to what EpiPaws does?
Yeah. So there's actually so many companies coming out right now with biological age. We call them clocks. So if I use that term, a biological age clock for humans. And what this is basically we figured out a way to estimate how old someone seems, which is really telling someone how quickly are they aging. So a good example would be we all know or have known someone who, you know, maybe looks older than you thought they were, or younger, the other way around as well. And so that would be your biological age. You might be 50, but you look 70. And that's accelerated aging. And typically you see that discrepancy due to lifestyle choices. Someone with a very unhealthy lifestyle probably has accelerated aging and probably looks older than they should. So same thing can be done for our pets, and that's what we're working on. It's a little bit different with pets. It's actually maybe a little bit easier. There's less lifestyle varieties to account for when it comes to pets, but still enough that, you know, some pets still get exposed to cigarette smoke. So that could still be a factor, but some pets might get exercise, some might not. Definitely a whole bunch of different ways to feed our animals, and that will contribute to how the aging rate is. So we're doing very similar to humans, where they can measure biological age and suggest different things like more exercise, different foods. There's a whole bunch of supplements coming out now that affect aging rate. And we can do all those things for our pets as well.
You know, an extreme example with environment is, you know, I think of cats right away because that's what I have right now. But there's cats that are living on the street and cats that are in homes.
Yes.
You know, there's a difference. I've seen it in cats that have adopted me with Sammy and Jethro. They were from the streets. I can only guesstimate what their age was. And definitely it's a harder life when they're feral / community cats. I think their age lifespan is estimated at generally 6 to 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a lot lower than, and you know, cats that have homes.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely a big life expectancy difference between outdoor cats or even rescue dogs as well that have been in bad conditions, such as like a hoarding situation or puppy mills. We recently did a couple like age estimation tests for some puppy mill animals. And it was amazing because we thought that these animals were much older. They were in such bad condition. They were just not kept. Their hair was a mess. Their teeth were a mess, like no care at all, underweight. And when we did their age estimates, we found out that they were all younger than they physically looked. And now that time has gone by, this was a little while ago, and they're in better health and everything, they're starting to look a little bit more like they should for their age. But it was very deceiving when they first came in. And so the age test was really helpful to do that for them and like figure out what kind of care plan they needed.
Yeah, very good information. Let's talk about the importance of knowing, for just everyone that's listening, biological age of your pet. So we tested Dennis. And Dennis, I can only guesstimate his age because he was abandoned. And he found me. He was meowing on one cold night, as cold as it gets in South Florida with a cold front. Yeah. So you can relate because you're local.
Yeah.
So it's what, 40 degrees, I think it must have been. And he was meowing. He didn't like that. And I've determined he was abandoned because he knew what a refrigerator sounded like.
So yeah.
He must have been inside a home. So we did a test with him. And you came back with 13 years and 10 months, and you have like a 12-month variation on age. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty close because I think he's about 14 and a half.
Okay.
So really close. But let's talk about, for you talked about, you know, biological and chronological age. What about for the pet parent? Why is it important to know what your cat or dog's actual ages, well, especially in this day and age, so many people, which is great, are adopting from shelters.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's important to know what kind of care plan they need. And a care plan would include everything from the food and exercise they should be getting. Typically, there's certain milestones where they're transitioning from a young adult to a mature adult to a senior. And at those different changes, typically, the nutrition needs to shift a little bit. It could be what kind of nutrients they're getting, or it could be how much calories they should be getting. Those things will change over time. So it's really helpful to know the age for that. And then with exercise, that's another one. Whether we're talking about a dog or a cat, they all should be getting some exercise. And maybe exercise is a little bit more broad when it comes to dogs, because we typically... there's all kinds of breeds and they could need different levels of exercise as is by breed. But then with age, you also want to keep in mind that they might not need to, climb walls anymore. If they're that kind of athletic dog, they need to, change what kind of exercise they're getting. A really big one that I've seen from my customers, actually, is knowing how to treat these age-related diseases, as they're bound to come up. And an age-related disease is something like chronic kidney disease or diabetes or a heart condition, something that we just associate with older age. Arthritis is another one. But sometimes when these things start creeping up, or even worse, like tumors, a pet owner won't know what to do. Like, what kind of treatment should we opt for? It's not just the cost of the different treatments. It's also the burden on the animal. Major surgeries for really old animals, we sometimes opt to not do those because the life extension we might see probably isn't worth it to the animal and the kind of suffering they might go through for that surgery just for a little bit longer. It's those tough decisions where knowing the age really helps the pet owner make that decision that might be right for their pet.
This is great information. Do you think EpiPause is, more beneficial for cats or for dogs, or it just depends?
I think it just depends. I think it's great for both. We see right off the bat, we saw more dog customers, but I do think that as far as this chronological age test goes, that there's probably more cats out there that need this. There's much more, at least in the U.S., there's a lot of cats that get adopted off the streets. Like you mentioned, you have some of your own. And I think that's much more common with cats. But then again, there's a bunch of rescue dogs out there. We're seeing them for sure.
I also think it's harder to tell cats' age. I mean, it's harder to tell their sex.
Yeah, and I feel like I agree with you on that. And just the
gender,
look.
I should say. Their gender.
Yeah.
But their age is deceiving too.
Yeah, I definitely agree that there's maybe less physical features that jump out to me when I'm looking at cats. But I also I've always owned dogs. So that could be why I feel like that as well. But I'm glad you're saying that, because I feel like cats are harder to look at and judge an age.
Well, I've had both. And definitely, I think, cats are trickier. I mean, dogs, sometimes you could tell by looking at their paws and if they're a puppy, how big they're going to get. I mean, that might be true for some breeds. But for cats, okay, forget it. Because once cats reach, say, 8, 9 months, I mean, Dennis, he was abandoned. We figure he was about 10, 11 months old. And there was a difference in that year. But cats can, I believe, become pregnant at 6 months. From 6 months to 12 months, there's not a huge difference. So it's definitely trickier. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come right back. Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Dr. Andrea, and she is the founder and CEO of EpiPause. So let's talk about, Dr. Andrea, how does it work? So someone's listening and they are, wow, this is fascinating. I've always wondered, my fur babe, how old he or she is. What would they do?
They can find us on our website at epipause.com. And it's really easy. You can order a kit off the website. It comes in the mail. And all the instructions for how you swab that animal are in the kit, and then you mail it back.
And you know, I have to say, I thought it'd be tricky because, and I have three cats right now. I have the smallest fur baby household that I've had in a long time. There's some of them are in fur baby heaven. So of my fur babes, Molly was born on my doorstep, so I know her age. Charlotte was a few months old. Dennis was the trickiest. And he's usually easy, but not always. He's become a little bit of a grumpy old man. Yeah. He's the only, well, obviously, if they're named right, they're named for their gender. So Dennis is the only dude. And so I thought he might be fussy, but he might be easy. And it was really simple to do this test, like super simple.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear. Yeah, it can be challenging to get a mouth swab for some animals. They get really wiggly and they don't want it to happen. So I always suggest that when you go to take that swab, have someone there to like help hold the pet still while you get the sample.
Well, with cats, it's always a trick, but Dennis was very cooperative. You just send it in and then you get the results back. How long does it take usually?
Yeah, it usually takes, here lately, we get a lot of turnarounds in the 4 to 5 week range, but every now and then things pop up and it takes closer to the 6 week range. So we always quote 4 to 6 weeks on getting a result.
Okay. And when you send the results back to the pet parent, the age is generally, I talked about this in the first half, but you have what's your range, like 10 months, 12 months accuracy?
Yeah. So most samples are within plus or minus 12 months. We do have, so in our validation, when we validated our test, which the test was built on known age animals, the accuracy came back that most samples, like it's like a little over 90% are within that plus or minus 12 months. And then we have 75% of samples coming within 5 months of the actual age of the pet. But we always just tell everyone expect it could be up to 12 months within that range.
I was surprised. Dennis was pretty close. It was really surprising. And that's going to be his new birthday which is August 29th coming up.
Yay.
And so it's his new birthday. I never knew his birthday.
Yeah.
Are you going to be offering testing for more than dogs and cats? I mean, people have all kinds of pets these days, although I don't know how you'd get a sample from an iguana.
Yes. Actually, we're interested in making an age test for horses.
Oh, yes. Before you said that, that's what popped into my head. I'm thinking I have Florida on the brain, so we have iguanas all over the place here.
Yep, yep. And then birds has been a suggestion to us because there's some of those really long-lived birds that end up getting passed down to family members and they never know how old they are.
That is a great point. A friend of mine had an unfortunate situation where a friend of hers passed on and she inherited the bird. And
oh, wow.
She wasn't aware how old. She thought the bird was 30, 40 years old, but had no idea.
Yeah, they live crazy long times. So yeah, I think those would be our two next animal species that we would probably make a test for.
You mentioned in the first half that another test that you're working on is like a disease. It would test for potential diseases.
Yeah. So we have a lot of things in the works. So the next test that we're hoping to put out is a general biological age test to tell how healthy the animal is. So that accelerated aging that I talked about, how old do they seem? And with that first iteration, we can do these biological age clocks that kind of give us a sense of how quickly they're aging, but might not pinpoint what's wrong or why there's accelerated aging. Our goal is that once we finish that test, we keep digging and we start looking for signs of disease development. So eventually, we hope to have individual tests that can be used for disease detection.
That's huge.
Yep.
We do that in people now. So for to do that more in our fur babes is huge because if you have, you know, the knowledge that your fur babe is probably, I guess, predisposed to carrying or possibly at some point developing a certain disease, then you can prepare for it.
Absolutely. And actually, with epigenetics, so here's a little, people are becoming more and more familiar with genetic testing, which gives you a genetic risk factor for developing a disease. With epigenetics, it's more real-time measurement. So instead of saying, oh, you have this certain gene, and so you have a higher risk of developing, say, chronic kidney disease, we would say your markers are changing and you are on trajectory to develop chronic kidney disease. Like, it's inevitable. We need to do something now.
Wow. That's incredible. Where do you see EpiPause in, say, I usually say 5 years, but for this case, I'm going to say three because it seems like you're already on a great path. Where do you see EpiPause in 3 years?
In 3 years, we will, I think in the next 3 years, we'll have identified some sort of disease biomarker. We're looking at so many different diseases right now, and our data set is growing. And I think the first, our first disease biomarker will be done by then.
Are there ever any disease, like a little history on Dennis, not too long after he adopted me, he ended up with having crystals in his urine, which is something common for male cats. And cats are very stoic creatures, so they don't tell you they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So would something like that be something that you could detect for early to see if your, you know, male cat is predisposed to developing crystals in the urine, or is that too general?
It's possible. I won't rule anything out just yet on what we can and can't detect. With that in particular, so right now our research is on mouse swabs. We're looking to branch into looking at blood as well. And we actually have an interest in looking at urine. And I think that there could be potential that there would be DNA methylation markers that would change in the urine and help indicate that something like that is going to happen.
This is really incredible testing that you're doing. And it's so interesting to me, the shows that I do, because in the pet world, we follow what's going on in the human world. So this kind of testing, we've been doing it in people. Here it is, you know, probiotics, which is another hot topic. And it's been a hot topic for people. Now it's become very much a big concern and a big focus for pets. So this, your epigenetic testing is just incredible. And I see a future of just the incredible knowledge and the incredible help that this can give to the pet parent is just unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned a moment ago about how cats can hide that they're sick. They're very good at that. Cats are notorious for hiding their pain. And so that's one of the big things is even, you know, whether it's cats or dogs, or if they are showing signs of pain, they still can't talk to us and tell us, well, what does hurt? So it's these kind of tests that really help us understand our pets as well and what they need from us.
Exactly. And there's really fascinating things going on in the science world when it comes to fur babes. And, you know, EpiPause is at the forefront. So I can't wait to see what you have coming up next.
Well, thank you.
So you shared that some of the testing that you're doing. Is there anything else that you can tell us that you're coming up with to say in the next year?
So yeah, in the next year, we should have our first version of this biological age test. And I say version because as we get more and more samples, it'll probably change over time and we'll add in different markers or take out certain markers and it'll evolve over time to be more accurate and more informative of health for us. But in the next year, we're hoping to have that out. And actually, people can join us and do research with us for this.
How would they do that?
So on our website, there is a spot where you can sign up for research. So if you go to epipause.com, up on the banner, it says research. You can click there, say you're a pet owner, and it'll have you sign up to participate. And it's completely free. You'll register your pet with us for research and we'll eventually, it's a little slow process right now. We're not full speed on it yet, but we're slowly coming around and getting all the samples from all the participants. But we'll send you a mouth swab, a free swab in the mail to send in your pet's DNA and be a part of this biological age research that we're doing.
Oh, how fascinating. Dr. Andrea, where can people purchase their own age test through EpiPause and find out more about EpiPause?
At our website, epipause.com. And we're also on social media as well. So people can find us on Instagram or Facebook at EpiPause4Pet, EpiPause4Pets.
I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets. I wish you amazing success. I can't wait to see what you're going to have next.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I hope all of you enjoyed this show about EpiPause with the founder and CEO of EpiPause, Dr. Andrea Beal. It was fascinating to find out Dennis's age because I really had no idea. I mean, I had an idea. I knew he was about 14-ish. He was about as old as Nikki, who, is now in doggy heaven, of course. But I wasn't exactly sure. So it was really cool to get his age. I always thought he was kind of, becoming a little grumpy old man. And hey, I was right. He is. But we love him. Dennis is, he's my cool dude. So I want to thank Dennis because he was the man. And he was just wonderful in letting me swab the inside of his mouth and do the testing. It was super easy. Check out epipause.com. There is just a lot of great information and it's really good, very informative to know your cat's age and your dog's age, especially if you're adopting from the shelter, because they just guess. There's definitely a large variation as to what your pet's actual age is. So it's really good to know. So I want to thank also Molly and Charlotte. They basically watched Dennis get his cheek swabbed. Thanks, of course, to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I so appreciate your continued support of our show. So thank you so much. Of course, thank you again to Dr. Andrea Beal of EpiPause, the CEO and founder of EpiPause. And of course, this show would not be the same without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. So thank you, Mark, for working your magic. And hey, remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.